The best way to wake up in Melbourne. Grubby and DD on Gold 104.3.
Our special guest, once again, Mr. Tony Martin, good morning to you.
Thanks. Hello, thanks for having me on, guys. And just during that song, yes. Grubby was explaining to me what it's like for younger people to be confronted with seeing on the buses for the first time.
That's right.
It's quite a shock, isn't it?
It is a shock. It's a funny thing. We're just talking about British comedies and British television. You're a great aficionado on movies and television.
Yeah, sure.
It's been a big part of your life.
Absolutely.
And my brother Bill was telling me he couldn't sleep and he happened to catch a couple of runs of On the Buses and he said, the inherent violence and spousal abuse.
It was all the rage. It was all the go.
I can't remember. What was the gist of the show? Was it just a bus depot?
It was a bus depot and then there was this sort of rather gloomy home life.
That's
and it was quite kitchen sinkish.
That's right.
But then, and it was in black and white, but then they did a series of movies and that's what people mostly remember where suddenly it was all Swedish au pair girls were running around.
Chasing bus drivers.
Because they couldn't get enough of those sexy bus conductors.
Right, Bill, make you come on, mate. It's a couple of Swedish au pairs to you, boy. A couple of minutes.
All right.
There's a lot of that sort of stuff going on. How quickly we forget. But to quality television on the ABC.
Absolutely.
And I do look, there's something concerns me ever so slightly. They put out a press release when a new show is starting. There's great excitement about this new ABC TV series, A Quiet Word With, but it starts with the words, in the occasional ABC TV. Makes you sound erratic, Tony.
It is. It's a very erratic TV series. It's 6 half-hours over the course of a year the Artscape time slot, and they could just pop up at any time. So, the last one went out at 10:05. I've been promoted tonight to 10:00.
Oh, well, you're on
An
time. That's
time.
Fantastic.
9:55 will be mine by Christmas.
See, and that'll get the Green Guide letter writers coming in.
I was confused. Wasn't Penelope Keith on?
Now, Tony, we think of you. I mean, you're a performer. You're a funny guy. You perform.
Right.
Are you an interviewer?
Not really. I just waffle on and try to make it like a radio show on TV where you go off onto all sorts of tangents.
Yes.
Because normally if you've got, let's say you've got Bill Bailey on your show, let's say he's on Andrew Denton's show.
Right.
He's going to be on for about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You've really got to ask him all the big questions.
Yeah.
You can't really spend 3.5 minutes talking about old Rick Wakeman album covers.
Okay.
That looks like a waste of time.
Right.
Yes.
But when you've got 26 minutes, you can spend about 8 minutes going off onto weird tangents.
Okay, so you could talk to, say, Carrie Fisher, for instance.
That's tonight.
And you could start mentioning something about On the Buses.
She would think she was back on drugs, surely. Imagine if you were to show her a bit of On the Buses. You wouldn't do that to that poor woman.
She'd been through enough, surely.
But do you find that a lot of celebrities who've been interviewed a million times, especially someone like Carrie Fisher, it's a relief for them not to be answering those questions that they should answer? Do they enjoy? They must enjoy talking about different stuff.
She came in and she goes, I should let you know this is my 61st interview in a row.
Oh, no.
So it was her way of saying, good luck finding something new to ask me about.
That's right.
But nobody had thought to ask her about The Time Guardian, which I don't know if you look at those baffled expressions. This was a huge budget Australian science fiction movie made in 1987.
Right. See, genius.
With Tom Berlinson in a leather vest. Fresh off Windrise.
Okay.
Running about, and Carrie Fisher came out and I think had no memory whatsoever of making this film. She's in it. She's the female lead.
She didn't remember it.
And I go, what was it? She remembers what film she was making by working out what drug she was on at the time.
Yeah.
So I mentioned The Time Guardian. She goes, I was on lithium when I did that.
That's right.
So there's a bit of talk about The Time Guardian buried in there.
Look forward to A Quiet Word with Carrie Fisher tonight and more to talk about Mr. Tony Martin. He's going to hang around because we're making him. I'll have a quiet word for you about this, Tony Martin.
If you could.
The brand new show, ABC, it's a random one. What time is it actually on tonight?
It's on at 10 p.m. That's right. A sensible prime time, 10 p.m. screening, and then repeated on ABC2. Somewhere in the future.
I love it when they repeat stuff on ABC too. That's great.
If the stuff's good.
I always catch the end of thing. That looked good. So, Carrie Fisher, who else have you spoken to for the series?
We did the Bill Bailey one, went out. I'm not sure if that's still on iView. And then we've done one with Rhys Darby from Flight of the Concords.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the manager?
Yeah.
He was great.
Oh, Wow, that's great. How do you get the people?
Well, you just sort of hope that they'll do. The hardest one is the first one, because when it's not actually a show, you go, yeah, I've got two chairs. We're in the foyer of a hotel. No, it really will be broadcast.
Now, is this a big budget production?
I mean, no, this is literally the cheapest show on the ABC. I think Gardening Australia is like pretty much the X Factor compared to
right
us.
Right, okay.
Post-Cundle.
Who would you love to talk to?
You know what? What you want to do is be able to talk to people who aren't out here, you know what I mean, promoting something, who aren't on every other show.
Yeah.
And there's just people you'd never think of, like Mike Nichols. Do you know who that is? Directed The Graduate.
Yeah.
And then he used to be in a comedy duo called Nichols and May in the early 60s. I think he made a film, Charlie Wilson's War, a few years ago. Just came out. He must be nearly 80. And I'd forgotten how funny he is, and yet you hardly ever see him interviewed. And I saw him on a DVD commentary track. Mm. I know you're looking at me like you finally met somebody who listens to the DVD commentary tracks,
I'm but
I am that guy.
Yeah, I'm there.
Who clicks that button?
Nerds. It just should say, nerds, click here.
But because of your actual interests and your extensive knowledge and research of, you know, let's say an obscure genre of something, you'll be able to get onto people and say, geez, I'd really love it. And everyone's looking at you saying, I've never heard of them, Tony. Are you able to make the call?
Well, the thing is, finally, all this nerdish, accumulation
it's come to fruition.
It's paid off, because I love being able to do these shows and not ever look at any cards.
Great.
Occasionally I will sneak just to pronounce something correctly, but basically it's like you're flying. You
this
don't
is
have
made
to.
For you.
Yeah,
this
I
is
just
made for
it's
you.
All off the top of my head.
Tony
so
Martin, you have arrived. That's
it's paid
what
off.
Saying.
Yes, at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, I have arrived.
Look out for it, Tony Martin. A quiet word with, and will always be fascinating. So congratulations and well done. This sounds right up your alley, Tony.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me on. And I do support the dogs being in bed with you.
Oh, good. Yes, so we mentioned the Samoyed.
There was no need.
Well,
to do that.
I have a Labrador, and they're usually just outside the fridge with a watch on, just on. One ball going, surely the fridge is opening soon.
any time soon, your Labrador will do that. Hugh Jackman, isn't he? He's turned down the chance because he's doing X-Men, X-Men 2 or something like that, the
X-Men
Last
Origins,
Stand.
Wolverine. Oh, is it that? Oh.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot he's got on. He won't be doing the Oscars. I thought he did a pretty good job last year.
He did a great job, but then I do wonder where he can go from that. It was because Hugh Jackman is kind of, he's nice looking.
Yep.
Oh, doesn't he talk nicely?
Sing.
And he can dance and he can sing.
There you go.
And once that's happened, it's kind of like he's just a nice guy.
It's not like
there.
Billy Crystal, who can be funny again and do different stuff and everything. But still, he's
so they're scratching around for a host at the moment.
Yeah, you do wonder where they'd go for a host of the Oscars. Who'd be up for it? Hello, Gold 104.3.
Yeah, g'day, Grubby and Diddy. It's Russell Crowe here.
Morning, Russell. Hey,
Russell.
No, well, you've heard Hugh Jackman just saying he's turned down the offer to host the Oscars in 2011.
Yeah, well, look, to be honest, guys, I'm not a big fan of, Hugh. He does all these fancy-dancy numbers.
Yes.
What they need is a real Aussie man, a tough bloke, someone who doesn't dress up in all that top hat and tails. I mean, who wants that? I mean, I reckon I could MC the night of probably is Robin Hood.
Well, I'm not sure, Russell. They usually like the comical approach.
Really? Well, I was going to read poetry for the first half of the night and then spend the rest of the night playing hit songs from my band, Tofog.
Yeah, yes. Look, I'm not sure, Russell. They probably wouldn't find that funny, and your music might not really be appropriate.
Yeah.
Not appropriate, eh?
Well,
I reckon... Okay, now that you say my music would not appropriate, I think it would be perfect for the Academy Awards.
Well, why would you say that, Russell?
Well, if anyone's acceptance speech goes on way too long, we could be the band that gets them off stage really, really quickly.
Thanks, Russell. Actually, it could just work.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, if I wouldn't be funny or appropriate, then maybe I'll score a gig doing next year's Logies.
The best way to wake up in Melbourne. Grubby and Dee Dee on Gold 104.3.